This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden says the nation's millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus, or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and other new rules. Speaking at the White House, the president said the new guidelines follow recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As I said from the beginning, a mask is not a political statement. It's about protecting yourself and protecting others.
Biden said that the best defense against COVID-19 and the highly infectious Delta variant is to be vaccinated. He encouraged Americans who have not gotten the second dose of their vaccine to get it as soon as possible. The new strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the huge number of Americans who draw federal paychecks and at setting an example for private employers around the country. Israel's prime minister has announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated.
The decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in risk of the Delta variant wave.
Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, is to be the first to get the booster on Friday. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also